Merry Christmas from Status Social. This is our very unplanned, impromptu Christmas message to all our fans. I say, oh, and there goes a phone. Well, it shows we really are in touch with our social media. Across the, when I say fans, of course, I don't quite mean fans. I mean people that we know. Anyway, Marvin, Christmas is a special time for families and young people and old people and sometimes not special at all. Is it going to be a special one for you?
It's going to be quite special. Christmas is a time of cheer for many people. For me, I'm in the bar humbug category, although I do like the phrase "har bum hug."
Do you? Why do you like that phrase, you weirdo?
Har bum hug. I just like the concept of a bum hug.
I'm just. The worst thing is, I pictured your bottom being hugged, and that's not a good thing just for Christmas.
In many ways, I just like to hear you say, "You pictured my bottom."
Anyway, we're not. This is all about us. We should be talking about the people out there in social media land who will be listening to this, waiting for some words of wisdom and something that's going to sink deep into their hearts. And I don't mean, you know, I don't mean a rotten
blade.
I wasn't thinking about Blade. But that's because you come from Elveston, don't you?
I do, yeah.
Those sort of things come through. See, Grimsby people, we're very refined. I would say I was thinking more of an M&S mince pie.
Going deep sinking into their hearts. Deep-filled.
What you are? Deep-filled, what, with love?
Deep-filled bum hugs.
Yeah. No, that's another picture. I don't like that one either. Right. Well, let's move off from bar humbug. I want to ask you: are you pleased with your present? Marvin came round. Sorry, we call him Marvin in the office. He came round with his arms laden with presents. It was like seeing grumpy Santa Claus this morning coming through the office door. And I gave him some oil. It was
GTX.
That gets in all the great right places.
It does, and
you know.
It tastes great.
It does.
With balsamic vinegar and dipping bread.
Dipping bread.
What I will say is that this has been a phenomenal success, this recording.
But what was the objective? We never really had an objective. I mean, we talk about strategy a lot in social media. What was our strategy?
I don't know. So far, we've probably wasted 3 minutes of people's day.
Well, actually, it's 2:55. Now it's three
there
minutes.
There we go. There we go.
Well, anyway, we ought to say goodbye and good luck.
And Merry Christmas. And we will speak to everybody in the new year with...
Not all at the same time.
No, we will through this medium.
Oh, yes.
Because we have the status update.
Yeah, we promise it will be better than this, though. Well, I say better.
More structured.
Yes. This, it will have a strategy. Remember, kids, if there's one thing to remember this year, one thing to remember over Christmas time as you're opening your presents is, what's your social media strategy?
What's your present opening strategy?
Strategy.
Strategy. What's your present opening? Do you go for the biggest first, or...?
I go for the... I do tend to go for the biggest first because I find the biggest ones invariably the most disappointing.
Yeah, because you go, wow, it's massive, therefore it must be great.
And then you open it in his hubcaps for your car.
Yeah. Collector's edition. Yeah, I didn't want any hubcaps.
I thought we were going to stop the Christmas message then, and you've gone off on about hubcaps.
You went off on hubcaps, but I thought we needed a present opening strategy. How many strategies can you... What's your Christmas meal strategy? I think we should restart this.
Do you?
Yeah.
With strategy?
And do, yeah, Christmas strategy.
Okay, maybe we should do this in two parts. Okay, this is the end of part one of our Christmas message. Part two, coming soon.
Oh, you lucky people.